Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your handler, Brad. I'm joined by my buddies, John, Joe, and Dace. What up?
Hello.
We've managed to start this intro also talking about poop somehow.
In the break, yeah. We got back to poop again. Yeah.
Full circle.
I actually had something to talk about that I want to get you guys... That me and Dace... So, I know we're a bit late to the game here. It's fucking October 2025. Or I'm late to the game.
Baldur's Gate.
Literally the game of Baldur's Gate. Yes.
Y'all have a good sesh? Did you start at the beginning, Joe?
Dace and I have been playing Baldur's Gate. And I am very impressed with the genital selection. Which is available in modern gaming. I feel like we've really come a long way.
A buffet.
It's great. Dude, that would be fun if for all four of us to do a Baldur's Gate sesh-like thing.
Dude, I'm down. Dude, like, I'm so down.
So Dace keeps telling me, he's like... So, Dace, like, when you were playing through... The first time you played through, did you play through with four people? Is that right?
Yes, and that was a fucking mistake.
Well, it's a mistake when, just for our band, because I think we would be a little bit, us four would be a little bit more slow and, like, you know, take an actual D&D approach.
But, do this every week.
It's right. For musicians, and they also play role-playing games, but it's just like a different dynamic.
Well, we know what musicians are like.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. The scum of the earth.
So I'll tell you scum of the earth. My experience was basically dead weight that was just being drug around, completely confused, no idea what plot is going on. Because everybody's having different cutscenes at once, and you're supposed to tune in to just certain characters when they're having cutscenes. So they basically just anytime a fight happened, they'd just point me in a general direction and be like, sick him, boy. It's a barbarian.
It's like Ben, our buddy Ben's just looting shit constantly and getting all the shit that other people could use. Alex is a dwarf that can somehow jump really far, so he's jumping at all these small crevices and in a completely different area that other people can't physically get to.
He's like a monk or something.
No, he's just a paladin dwarf. For some reason, he has some kind of potion or some shit that he could just drink and just he could hop everywhere. I don't understand how he's so good at jumping.
Dude, the funny thing was there was this bit where I was it's just me and Dace playing, so there's only two of us, so we can only get so fucking away from each other, right? But there was a bit last night, me and Dace played for 6 hours last night. There's a bit where I go down to this basement to kind of loot, and then I accidentally walk into a fucking hard encounter, and so I'm and he's more on the main story talking to things that are directly in the way. I'm doing this side thing, and I'm I literally right before it happens, I'm like, so yeah, I just opened a secret tunnel behind this bookcase. I'm just gonna take a quick peek, see what's down here. Investigate the first thing. Skeleton pops out of that aisle of the coffin, runs to another coffin, opens the other coffin for another skeleton. Then that skeleton opens another coffin. It was nesting dolls of skeletons. And now I'm surrounded by four skeletons. I'm like, So yeah, I learned a valuable lesson, which is to not split the party. It was very funny.
But yeah, that'd be fun if we all did a sesh or something like that.
Yeah, I was telling Dace last night too, so I was looking at the mods, and you can get mods that add the Tasha's stuff, and I was because Brad, I know you loved it when I played a rogue, because you loved how completely non-metagamey I played it.
You wanna get a download where you're a psychic rogue again?
Yeah, I was I could be Silas again. I'm playing Silas. I'm basically trying to play Silas as a character again.
That would be fun if y'all we did a reincarnation of Skystone.
Oh hell yeah!
So cool, actually. Holy shit!
We should absolutely do that.
But we would need to pull in the artificer. We would literally need to go get the artificer one.
Yeah.
We could get the Artificer one, that there are Artificer mods.
I'd love to play Thruft again. I miss Thruft.
That would be super fun. And I would play Matt's character, pretending that he like lived. I'd be like an Orc Ranger.
Thok?
Thok, yeah.
Thok. Thok. Thok, the Orc Ranger.
So he's like a Beastmaster or something? Right. And
he didn't get that far because y'all started at one, but he was a... I thought he was a ranger.
He had a pet spider that rode his back like a backpack and like wrapped its legs around him.
Horrifying. Absolutely horrifying.
I forgot about that.
I say you bring Leon to the party, Brad. That would be fun.
Oh, well, yeah, because Leon's out of the other universe.
Yeah, he's a gone. Little dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do need to talk about what we're going to do for Christmas One Shot, if we're going to be able to make it happen or not, you know, like in person or like how
probably banter the shit after we play a session.
We'll banter it after. Yeah. Right. Sorry, we have other things we have to do.
I'm sorry, people come here for...
We have to go find the Ark.
People.
We have to go to Houston and like do our homework. We have to go to Houston.
Houston, Texas. What were we talking about? We were talking about
pink eye,
genital size, yes.
Poop.
Speaking of all three, hopefully we don't encounter those.
That's the worst.
In the session.
Yeah, this game is about to go a whole different segue. Direction.
Y'all have ended Act Two. The curtains fall on Act Two, and another encounter with the Himbaba. Last episode, y'all were met face-to-face with Odin, your handler. And y'all had a big old powwow about everything you've seen and event and witnessed and where you think you're going and what's going to happen.
Right up until someone fucking jumped in Odin's body and started talking to us.
Yes. I believe Natalia mentioned the Ark. And a very appropriate thunder happened. Lights go out. They pop back on. Do the fluorescent thing where half are on, half are off. And shadow Odin's eyes, a metaphor for maybe someone you shouldn't trust, or something has changed.
It's a little on the nose.
A little on the nose.
I think that's what they do in anime.
Let us not go to Houston. 'Tis a silly place.
And yeah, something. It wasn't Odin anymore. It said that y'all's motives have aligned and wants you to go to the Ark, which presumably is kind of like what y'all are, you know, y'all are still Delta Green and y'all want to, I think y'all have truly stayed on the mission. You're not, you know, you still want to stop the incursion or whatever's happening. And it points you to Houston, Texas. It says it has allies there. It mentions something about the Great Race. The pruners of time, you know, knows things. I believe fucking, not Tyler, Terrence tries to kill whatever's in Odin with the ray gun, electric gun thing, and it just dodges it, preemptively, knowing your every move.
Very probably should have rolled stuff, sanity like, for that. After having like helplessness,
various things.
I love the idea that this thing was like a PC. Like we're the NPCs. This entity is the PC and has reloaded this save a few times.
Yeah.
To dodge that attack.
Seems to like this moment. It says it was a pivotal moment in time that it's, you know, it's very interested in you guys for whatever reason. Talks to you as if you're a vessel. Says Odin is a vessel. Said it's. That they've inhabited your body before, possibly what was happening with Gil when you know, Operation Rebel Yell and stuff like that. And says, I mean, is there anything else important that it said that I'm missing that y'all got from that situation?
It is against Yuko.
Yes.
Yes.
What else?
It told us that Nakotas. Yeah, the Nakotas, which was which implies that that's the place we went where we were in the cells and called it the library.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
John Lovett. Did we figure out our handler's name?
I think that was? I think that's Odin's name. I think he said he's like this current vessel is John Lovett.
Yeah.
So, which is going to be, because I wonder if there's a John Lovett somewhere in the canonical Deltagreen lore that Brad's pulling from. That's a question we can ask him in a debrief one day.
Mm-hmm. But your little conversation is cut dramatically short when the Himbaba busts in. It tells you to run, basically. There's a bit of an action scene happened. The Himbaba just focused on Odin and, you know, picks him up to strangle him. Y'all run out the back, but Terrence is like, fuck this, I want to use this gun. Runs back in, uses the gun, but it does a slightly different thing than the death ray, and has these arcing lightning static electricity that connects with the Himbaba. And actually does something to the Himbaba outside of, you know, you've just seen guns go into it and, like, not affect it, but this lightning, like, shocked it and stunned it, it would seem. Drops Odin, and Odin's last words are, nice shot, before you run back outside.
And Natalia, lose, and the only thing that actually hurts the Himbaba. That's what I was laughing at.
Natalia and Natalie run to the front. You see cops pull up. You pull around the back. Terrence runs out, building explodes. Odin had dynamite, maybe as a contingency for you guys, maybe was put there by this other thing as a contingency for the Himbaba, who knows. Building's destroyed. Terrence takes some shrapnel damage. You guys are in the car. You get out to try to help him out, but you see in the flames and fire and Tritus, the Himbaba rise, and you see what's underneath, this flesh with runes, part sheen, part man, part something else, just like open wounds. Where there should be flesh, there are wires. Where there should be something else, there, you know, he looks put together. Natalia has proper breakdown with all this, a fumble on Sandy, has a mental breakdown, his just at their breaking point, experiences, you know, this multiple personality type thing, where they revert to a child. Everybody's having a hard time. Tyler's barely hanging on and gets everybody in the car. You guys drive off as the police are trying to fight the Himbaba, and I think it's the final scene. Tyler tries to snap Natalia out of it, but is unsuccessful. And you're on the road.
Yeah, we are.
What do you guys do? Are you driving all night to Houston?
Before we get into that, I want to pull a Gianluca here. I believe at some point during this campaign, I said that the Himbaba, it might have been one of y'all, but somebody said that the Himbaba was literally the Terminator coming back to clean up the timeline to take care of John Connor. Is that ringing a bell with y'all?
This was definitely
you
came
said
up
that,
in a theory.
Dace.
That was you.
I thought it was me, but I couldn't remember.
You're a genius.
I feel like that kind of prediction is joking worthy.
Oh. That's all you get. You just get a laugh and a sip of coffee.
Just gonna,
you get no joke.
All right, whatever. It's worth a shot.
I don't know. I'm not
convinced. Not impressed.
Okay. Real quick. Then I have something. I have something real quick that I found in the meantime. About cover and lethality. We don't have to go back on what we did before, but just for future reference for things like when lethality rolls are happen when there's cover. Page 59. If you have cover against a lethality attack, the lethality attack automatically fails, but still inflicts the sum damage of the dice's damage, subtracting the armor rating of the cover. So okay. In that situation,
no damage.
Terrence probably should have taken no damage. Because you would roll a 20, which was a lethality success, but because he had cover, it should have failed. He should have taken 2+0. So,
cool.
Just for future reference.
Good to know.
Understood. How about this, Dace? I will allow you to have Tyler as a bond since he has helped you through several situations if you want to go back on your bond instead of a joking.
I'll take it.
Okay. Nice.
You are now, you know, Tyler as a bond. He's helped you through these several trying times and still trying to help you here.
Mm-hmm.
This is cut.
What should our... How do you calculate your bond score?
It'll be half your charisma. Round down.
Cut to...
Okay,
cut cool. to Terrence in the front of the car, still weaving. He's kind of getting some kind of a... He's kind of on the road, but like an aircraft following the lines, but in the middle. He's like, okay, I've got this. Tyler, that bullshit's not going to work. Take this. He like rummages around in the glove box and he takes out like an engineering pencil. He says, take this. Get creative. Get her back here now. After he's just become a bond. Get this. Get creative. Get her back now. If you don't do it, I'm going to do it.
Engineering pencil?
I'm pretty much telling Tyler to stab Natalia to try and get her back.
So Tyler is definitely, he's like...
Yeah, that's how you snap a traumatized child out of there.
Well, Tyler, here's the thing.
Just fucking stab
him. Let's keep in mind what Tyler does for a living.
Torture, dude. Exactly.
You know, and someone had said, I can't remember who it was. I was looking for it. Someone had said they're like that they felt bad for Tyler, and they're like, oh man, I really wish Tyler, like I keep wanting to give Tyler like milk and cookies, but then I remember that he tortures people for a living, exactly. And he's not actually that good of a guy. He's not a great guy. No, he's gonna be like Terrence. I've seen this before. Trust me, more is not gonna help. We just have to give it some time. We've got a long drive ahead of us, or we can. Oh God, I am so tired. Terrence, we gotta get a different car. Look at this thing.
Car's like, fine. Shut up about the car.
The first highway patrolman who sees us is gonna pull us over. We have to do something.
Fine. We will.
Just three chums driving with $30,000 and guns in the car.
Yeah, just a bit.
By the
broken
way,
windshield.
By the way, what that person thing inside Odin said about us being sloppy by taking the money. Listen, I think that was very reasonable. Like, I mean, like, what else are you expected to do? It sounds more like an outside entity is making a comment on our gameplay decisions than there's actually narratively something going on.
All right, you get pulled over. Fuck you.
Damn it.
Okay, let's. Tyler, fine. If you really believe a pencil to the thigh is not going to help, then let's go find somewhere to stop over at night, ditch this car, find something new, and get back on the road to Houston.
Yeah, call me old-fashioned.
It seems like we've got no choice, apparently. God damn it. No choice.
If you are wanting to do... This is just a heads up. By the time you leave... When you left... The scene of everything that happened last episode is 12 a.m.
It's like a three.
Super late.
Yeah, it's 12 a.m. You mean like
when you left?
Night?
Yeah, when okay. You left.
Yeah, so this is a 3-hour drive too. Like, so this is not a hop, skip, and a jump.
No, so we'll stop over somewhere, try and get a rest, try and get Natalia back in the game.
Yeah.
You
the whole drive, Natalia is singing Russian nursery rhymes.
And Tyler, at some point in time, he's going to be like, he says to Terrence, he's like, hey, can I have another cigarette?
Sure. It gives him like the whole packet.
He just...
Yeah.
He takes it and like rolls down the window and is like being very careful to blow it like all out the window. He's smoking it extremely close to the window. He's like, and as Natalia's singing in Russian, he kind of like every now and then you'll hear him mumble like a kind of along with it. Like, it's like that just sounds like Nyan Cat, John. That's not how Russian people sound.
Classic Russian nursery rhyme.
As you guys are driving, I'm gonna have to do a couple housekeeping things. You guys need to roll for Sandy for some things. I didn't do it in the moment because there's too much going on. Just have some time to think in the car. So everybody roll Sandy, basically for killing. We're just going to roll all this violence in one sanity roll. I mean, for killing the Russian guys, I'm going to say that's in self-defense. SV8 people, I mean, y'all are witness to a bunch of violence just there. You just saw Odin. You didn't see him you didn't see him with your eyes get blown up, but you know he got blown up. So who's adapted to violence here?
Tyler.
Tyler, just take one. Everybody else, Terrence and Natalia, roll for San.
I am at my breaking point. I'm at 48. So one Natalia more
fails. Failure for Natalia.
Failure for Terrence. I would say helplessness though for Terrence, because he was just told that he had no power in the world, and then he couldn't save Odin.
Well, you can roll for helplessness too, but you're gonna roll for violence for being witness and helping kill the
failure. SV8. All right, I don't want more. Less is
keep
more.
Keep in mind, every time you take Sandy damage and you don't go crazy, you tick a box.
Yeah. So tick that box on violence.
Got it.
So I have a strategic quandary here. I'm at my breaking point, 36 at 36. My plan was to take the sanity damage and have a breakdown because I'm already broken down.
Yeah, what happens on the second one? Does he get another mental illness?
You'll get another disorder, and I don't think you technically have a breakdown, another one, but you're already broken down, so you're right, it doesn't really... Like, if you're going to break down, this is the time.
Right, but I could deflect onto Tyler and tick my final violence box and be adapted to violence.
With and I don't know which is charisma, better. Right?
Yeah, you like you roll a dice and lose a bunch of charisma. It's your choice, man.
I'm thinking if I'm going to be functional in this last act, I should probably just take the breakdown and readjust my breaking point so I got some leeway there. That makes sense.
Yeah, because it would be better for you to go crazy now than later.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. How many sanity damage do we
take? You took 5 sanity.
Ouch.
Wow. D6.
Yikes.
I'm at the breaking point as well.
Take your
Jesus.
Box.
Natalia, you take 6.
Oof. Fuck a duck.
Ouch.
You're just in your own head replaying these events over and over. Unaware of what's going on outside of your head.
Remind me how to calculate the new breaking point.
It is your old breaking point minus your charisma. Or minus your power. So, dude, that is okay. Rough. So now you have a new disorder from now violence.
And y'all click your violence thing.
Well, not I cannot not because Natalia. I actually had a break. Yeah.
So there's 8 options for violence disorders. So
I'll roll a D8, and Joe just 1, 2, 3 down the line.
Yep.
2.
Oh, you want to roll? Okay. 2.
Oh, just do it. Okay. Yeah. Depression. Total despair.
Yeah.
A crushing inability to get anything done.
Classic. Classic depression.
Classic depression. During acute episode of depression, all skills are at -20.
Mm. Fuck. Yeah, that's accurate. That's how it goes.
That's not right.
Add depression to your sheet, and you've come to. You're not in a catatonic state, but severely depressed on this ride to Houston. And who wouldn't be going to Houston?
Who wouldn't be?
I like Houston.
Goddamn Houston.
You are driving in the car. Any other... you're going to have one more other sanity roll for another thing before the night's over with, but do y'all want to play out any scene or what's going on as you drive to this motel halfway?
I mean, we're, this is a middle of the night, middle of nowhere motel, I imagine. We're pulling up this shitty car, and like, I don't know if the plan is to try to steal another one or like, or something, or what we're gonna do. We pull up. Tyler is the least fucked up out of all of us. You know, he goes in and pays for the room. We have to haul Natalia inside. And I don't even know. I guess they just eat vending machine food, probably. Like, there's not even, there's probably not even anything there.
Cheez-Its.
Right.
No, that's honey depressing. Bun.
That's depressing. Honey bun, this is what pushes Natalia over the edge. And he's going to sit
roll
down.
Roll for like, vending machine.
Like, I imagine that we're like, and I imagine like, you know, we probably don't even get a good room. We probably get a one queen size bedroom. And Tyler is just like sitting at the little shitty desk, turning to these guys. He's like, what are we doing? Are we a fucking, I don't know, like a something, whatever was inside Odin, an alien, an entity? Are we just going to do what it tells us?
Do we have a choice?
I don't know if we have a choice.
One sec.
Doesn't seem like we have a choice.
I think this might be the only way to get the Imbaba. Stop tracking us. Our trail.
What the hell did he mean? That he's curious about the motivations that we have for our choices. What does that mean? Choices are our choices.
Seems that whatever entities these are interested in motivation. Why? I do not know.
They're meddling with us.
Yeah, y'all get a room. Easy enough. Sitting there. As you are talking about this, I would assume everyone is privy to the unnatural with this thing, whatever it is. I mean, you're aware of its influence on time and space. So everyone roll a sanity for unnatural. This is the last one of the housekeeping type thing.
Finally. Success for Natalia.
Critical success for
Critical success
crit for two.
Nice.
Wow. All right, man, that right. Snack Natalia, machine food hits hard.
You're out of your depressive episode. You're able to keep it together. Somehow this...
look, they have Payday. Payday has so many peanuts. That is good protein. Fulfilling.
I love it. I love
with luck.
You open it up and Tyler just breaks out in hives.
Oh, no, Tyler.
You're aware that of your... You went back and shot this thing. You think... With your crit, you think this thing might be susceptible to electricity.
Oh, wait, do we still have our stun guns, or do we lose those?
We lost those in the first... That was in the first batch that Odin gave you, and you left that in the car.
For my critical, can Tyler get the journal out and run and spend some time with it?
Oh, sorry. Tyler got a crit, and Terrence got a crit.
Yeah.
Natalia, you roll. You got a success.
She passed, yeah.
Okay. We'll just say you're out of your depressive episode as well. It was going to pass over the night anyway. Yeah, Tyler got a crit, so what do you want to do?
Can I look at the journal some more? Like, in that's like, oh, I'm feeling like I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to read this journal tonight a little bit.
And given that...
We'll give you some entries...
Given that Terrence figured out the electricity thing, he'll probably tell the team. But then, I don't know. What time is it again? Where are we? We're like 1 in the morning in a random motel.
It is 2 a.m.
Okay. I'm going to maybe aim for some kind of a luck, but then to go and ask the person, the register clerk, the person at the reception, and be like, hey, I'm looking for some hardware. Do you know what I mean? Some electrical hardware.
Um, some electrical hardware.
Don't get me wrong, John. I mean, America's a crazy place for being able to buy weapons, but you're going to have to try harder than that.
Lots of hardware.
She'll say you failed your luck. She'll tell you there's a gun store down the street, but it doesn't open till, you know, 8 a.m.
Thank you kindly.
You read a couple, you'll have, like, I'll say three entries you can read tonight. Here's the first one.
That's a great start.
Want to read it out?
So, undated.
Colton it's dated Thorpe. June 28, 1985,
R4. Wait. June.
And this is 84.
Right.
That we're currently
on. Oh, great. Okay, I think this is the first time we're seeing June 8, 1985. Colton Thorpe exploded in the hallway. Coda went early? Coda? Could have been a false Wi-Fi. W-I-F-I. It's all like an acronym of some type. Wi-Fi interference. Half his body turned to static before he even screamed. I saw his nervous system light up like a circuit diagram. Yuko didn't flinch. Said, we needed the data. Lordy. Oh, wait, so that was recurrence 4. That was R4. R4.
Mm-hmm. Second entry.
We have seen these before, have we not?
R4.
Static.
I mean, well, that's what happened to Colton when we were out there. And remember, it was like he knew. You remember when we were in the interrogation room? He knew. He knew. It was like he had done this before. Like it was a performance. You remember that? I remember, and he says, yeah, I remember Judith saw. Oh.
He Judith. Seemed to be. Judith saw something in his eyes, like he was knew what was happening. And then he, on the ride there, he said it was too late for you guys, but he still had time before y'all took him to Waco Lake and interrogated him. Here's okay. The second entry, July 9th, 1989. After Waco R5.
After Waco R5, we retrieved Colton Thorpe again. Poor bastard. I think it's the third time, maybe fourth. Yuko purged him, implanted the coda again. The coda. He had that thing under his skin. Dr. Gill's math is already leaking from his notes like radiation. The TVO is back. That thing gives me migraines just looking at it. A TVO. TVO. His
time variable something.
I like it. Your head's in the right place. I mean, they should get you for these acronyms, you know?
Here's the last entry of the night. Undated. Oh, sorry. It should have been dated. May 6th.
Yeah.
1984.
R13.
R13.
My nose started bleeding. Then my shadow pulled in the other direction. Gil is dead. That's irrelevant. His equations exist across timelines now. We've memorized them before he writes them. We just make him write them. I don't know, guys. R13? 13
Tyler,
times?
You think you figured it out yet? Are you having fun yet? Reading that little book?
I don't. I'm not. Wait a second. This is all handwritten?
Yeah.
Let me have a look at that. And can I roll physics? Science, yeah. Physics? To see if I can figure any of this out. No failure.
You just don't
that
know.
That sucks.
It's no TPOs, no Wi-Fi, CODA. It's terms you're not familiar with.
This handwriting, like, Tyler's gonna kind of stand or kind of lean back. He's like, I'm sure Tyler. This handwriting isn't any of our handwriting, is it?
No.
Like, as we're looking at it, okay. Did we fucking write this? Guys, I don't know what the game here is, but these guys, whoever wrote this even, whoever's taking these notes, it's not Yuko. It's someone else with Yuko. It's not Gil. Someone else is writing these notes. Whose even book is this?
Well, it's founded at Noah Banking. Could have been Henry's.
Wait a second.
Is it all the same handwriting?
Yes.
It wouldn't be Yuko, because Yuko's mentioned in the third person.
Right. And it's not Gil. It's not the Himbaba. We don't know who wrote this.
What about the scientist that we saw in the Great Library?
Maybe, or maybe this is Henry. I think originally we thought that this might be Henry Grayson's.
The banker?
Yeah.
What does he have to do with anything?
Don't know.
Dr.
Gil. This is Henry Grayson, because it says the very first entry was like, that was the day before Yuka came in the bank for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
Said he needed help opening a shell company.
And Gil,
what the hell is a banker doing so plugged into this business?
Dr. Gil keeps writing the equations.
He says it's leaking from his equations, that the equations themselves are spreading? Tyler at some point just like closes the journal and like puts it like down on the bedside table.
Tyler, quick check for you. Just breeze through that and see if you can see any equations in that. Because if there are, I would really like to part with that diary.
There are equations in this? Yeah, so if we look through it, are there equations, any math written in this book?
Okay, roll a search.
Ooh.
Scam it and see if missed anything.
A 2 under 21. A success.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Nice.
Not Tyler's strong suit.
Tyler's reading this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't like the way you said that, but yes.
You find this entry.
Like, another one. Oh, we also see your notes at the bottom.
Send me check.
Yeah, oh, no. That's okay.
I don't know if you meant to bring that. All right.
That's fine.
Okay, this one is... This is a bit of a doozy.
Yeah.
And this gets into some, like, some Delta Green shit. Entry 35, March 21st, 1984.
Tyler, I'd like you, if you do find anything, to not read it out loud to us. Just let us know.
Hyper.
Just to be clear, I do not want to know about these equations. I just want to know if it's in that book, because we're going to burn it if there is.
All right, Terrence. Easy on the metagaming. Okay, all right. Tyler reads quietly to himself. Topic, hypergeometry, arc theorem.
Mm-hmm.
If psi, I'm not going to get in reading like, I'm going to read, if psi of t equals observer state and delta psi equals recursion velocity vector, then psi of t plus 1 equals psi t, awareness equals collapse, recursion converges. Therefore, awareness equals collapse. Recursion converges when is that an alpha? Alpha delta. Psi over alpha psi, or is that a delta? A delta psi over delta psi to one, identity becomes absolute and unconfined. The self reflects endlessly. The reflection becomes the origin. The origin is not the first point. It is the last recursion before fire. The arc is not a destination. It is a certainty embedded in math. You are the recursion. You are the final version of yourself. Symbols bleed into fractalized margins. Each recursion diagram, smaller and harder to follow, contains phrases in unknown Indo-European script. Like, Tyler is like sweating as he is reading all this.
All right, roll a sanity.
Rolls a sanity.
Of course.
I apologize. We needed
95 over 48. Failure.
Roll a d6 for you. One. Lucky.
You know, I'm at a breaking point, and I could deflect this, but I'm not going to. I'm going to take it. Okay. I'm going to take my one damage. I'm going to go down to 47.
What is your math and science skill? Is it over 60?
My mathematics. I don't have a mathematics. I don't have a mathematics. I have a comp science as my highest, like, kind of techie type skill. It's a 40.
Okay. You don't understand it enough to take additional
sanity. That's lucky.
Or don't understand. Good. Know that you don't understand.
Hey,
enough.
Natalia, can you take a look at this real quick and just just let me know?
No.
All right, but I am going to take a break. I assume this is from Unnatural.
Yep.
Okay. Then I take a new disorder.
You want to roll your... How many is there to choose from?
Eight again.
Roll your 1d8. It's just put Terrence right over the edge. He had to dig deeper.
Had to. A 7. I get conversion disorder. Which is basically, a conversion disorder is where a psychological thing has a physical manifestation. Choose one form of this disorder: blindness, deafness, or paralysis.
Oh, shit.
Blindness would be cool because whenever you're looking at these weird equations.
Whenever you fail a sand test, the disorder strikes and leaves your agent blind, deaf, or paralyzed.
Oh, my God. One or the other. Okay.
Until the source of the stress goes away, so we have to pick one of these. Roll a d3. Can someone roll a d6 for me real quick? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
4, 5.
Blind, deaf, that's paralyzed. So I am now have conversion disorder for paralysis.
So Terrence is going to be
Tyler
watching.
Tyler just stands there after
Tyler,
reads
he's
this.
Just reading it.
I'm just
he's just
stiff.
Reading it and he's just stiff. And like all of a sudden, he's like, Tyler? Tyler! And then he walks over. He's like, oh, God. God damn it. He just grabs the book and he goes into, like, he tries to find a little tin trash can. And he just first thinks, he doesn't even tend to Tyler. He just finds a trash can, finds, like, one of those little matchbooks, and he just lights the little fire to burn this thing straight up in the dustbin. And then he goes back
to Tyler. And Tyler's literally sitting there, hands like he was
just
reading
like
it.
In the same, yeah, just without a book. Oh, Natalia. Oh,
okay.
He's broken.
I do wonder if Brad had any more journal entries written.
Too bad. You weren't complete with the journal.
It's done.
It lights up in fire.
It's done.
All that hard work.
Oh, there's
literally in the trash bin.
Yeah, bring this up in the when we talk about.
We'll talk about the rest of them.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's funny. Y'all, we're not doing great.
This is not so keep in mind, we now have a situation where I think, unless I'm mistaken, all three of us could be physically incapable of doing anything. In certain bad situations.
I'm at my breaking point, so yeah. Bad stuff's gonna happen.
Oh man.
Can I try and recover? Tyler?
Sure.
Lord.
Gonna walk over to him. He's just stiffly holding his hands like this. Terrence is gonna, like, step over him with his hands on his hips. Tyler! And just obviously nothing. Tyler! He's gonna slap him in the face. Just one wham!
the face moves to the side with the slap, but then stays there. And is he still just...
Does it have any effect?
Roll a power for Tyler.
Oh, for power.
I made a power roll, okay.
That's my one, sorry about that.
Oh, success!
Bam! You're snapped out of it, Tyler.
Works every time.
Oh my god. He like spits out blood. He's like,
get your shit together. No more reading.
He looks over at the...
No more like, reading. Like, like,
the book. The journal.
See the fire. And there's also something deeper in the fire. I'm unknown. A shape.
He like crawls over. He's like, no, the book. Book. And he's like, and he's like, he picks up the trash bin and runs into the bathroom and like turns on the shower and like tries to stick it underneath. Like to try to put it out. He's like, no.
Roll luck with disadvantage.
Yeah.
So let's say if you have to be under 30 with this luck to see if you got it out in time.
24.
Oh, wow.
24. There's still bits of the journal. Maybe one or two entries. Maybe one or two entries left that you could possibly put together.
Damn, and they're like all wet, and he's like laying out the pages now. He's like, Terrence, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Tyler, I'm not slapping you again. You do this to yourself. I'm going to bed.
That's kind of fair, you know? You gotta have good boundaries with this stuff, you know?
Just the idea that he's doing you a favor by slapping you. Like, fine, you don't get slapped anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, we go to bed. Let's go to fucking bed.
I'm going to bed. This I'm sick of it. Alright. Does Natalia
I'm
do
so
anything?
I'm so tired. Oh my god. I want to go to sleep. I hurt all over.
Make sure you click your buttons to reset your stuff.
Click your buttons to reset. If anyone's missing health, roll for that as well.
1d4? No, sorry, con roll. Successful con, which is then a 1d4. Is that right? 1d4 or 1d6?
It's 1.
It's one. Just 1. Gotcha. Thank you.
Just one.
Willpower? Bucks. Nope.
Yeah, willpower, you roll a d6 to get that back.
After a rest, yeah. Ooh, 6. Man. Excellent.
Okay, I am max on willpower, but I am still down by 1 on my hit points, so...
Same, exactly. And you best bet I'm going to start pushing the fuck out of stuff.
Hell yeah, this is the time. Act 3, this is it.
And use those jokens.
Oh man.
That you guys, we don't have.
I've got a joken for squashing the cat brain, making hummus.
Pate, as someone had mentioned.
Cat brain pate, yuck. You guys wake up. Stomach's aching from just gorging on snack food.
From vending machine food, yeah.
From hot fries.
Yeah. Hot fries.
Flamin' hot Cheetos. I had too many flamin' hots.
What do we do about car, guys? Like, are we going to ride that busted piece of shit down the road, or are we going to try to find something else?
Does anybody know how to hotwire?
How much money do we have? Why don't we just trade?
Oh, we do have like 30 grand, which I think, as we covered at a different time, is worth about almost 80 grand in a different time's money. So
listen.
What is the nicest car in the parking lot?
Let's go to the hardware store. The receptionist told me there's a lovely hardware store down the road, Natalia. I'm sure we can get some hardware and find a patron who'd love to trade a car with us.
It sounds like a start.
Alright.
So yeah.
Everybody, so y'all make it to this gun store. if you go inside. What are y'all trying to get?
Electrical shit.
The money.
We do have police badges. So we could kind of be like, you know,
you stole,
like,
police badges. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we could kind of be like, oh, not like we're going to get it for free or anything, but be like, you know, hey, like, you know.
Looking, seeing if you guys have any surplus stuff, maybe any tasers, perhaps.
Like a skinny guy with just like big glasses on. He's got a hat on, a cap on. He's like, oh, right away, officer. Always love to serve the law and help out any way I can. And he shows you the collection. I mean, I don't know, Joe, you tell me if there'd be anything besides like high quality tasers available. Probably not on the...
A regular gun store in the middle of Texas. I mean, they probably got rifles and shotguns and stuff. That's,
oh, for sure. You can buy that stuff if you want.
Did they invent those bolos? Those bolo tasers yet? The ones that have those little balls and they wrap around. Okay. Shit.
Like shoots out like a big electrified net, like in Predator.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that's what we need.
You can definitely find tasers.
I think it's like we could probably find most weapons, most regular weapons. I don't know. Like, we'd have to start getting some other shit if we wanted to hope to God these guys had, like, big guns. But we already have, like, rifles and stuff, I think. We have, like M16s and stuff.
Like, probably just tasers. Just
trying to think outside the box. Like, is there any way, like, what if when we encounter the Humbaba again, there's like a transformer and we had like a coil of metal.
Oh, I thought you meant like Autobots and Decepticons. I was like, I don't know how that's going to affect.
I have a proposal, Brad. Given the combined might of Natalia, an expert physicist, and Terrence, an electrical engineer, Skunkworks engineer, do you think they could jury-rig something from other weapons?
Wait, doesn't Natalia have mechanical...
And I've got electrical and mechanical craft.
Doesn't she have mechanical engineering?
I've got physics and chemistry.
I thought you had something mechanical.
I've got
wise.
Electrician and microelectronics.
No, you have craft mechanic. For Natalia.
Yeah, that too.
Brad, I want to build
a
gun.
Guys,
sure. I want to build
an
electrical
rail gun. Can these guys make a mega taser?
Railgun electrical.
Dude, this is so 80s.
Yes.
This is
it's going to be pink.
What is that movie? Real Science or something?
Yeah.
You're able to find... He'll give you some high-quality tasers. Any kind of gun you want. And y'all... We can do a scene outside this if y'all want to try to craft some kind of... hand...
Hell yeah, we do.
Crafted 80s... weapon, sci-fi weapon.
Is there also a Jeep Wrangler sitting outside with a for sale sign on it, by chance?
Roll luck.
Oh. Jeep. Ask and you shall receive. 77, not if you get a critical failure.
Nope. There is a, everything looks like shit. The best looking car is like a used Saab.
In the middle
we'll
of Texas in the 80s? Okay.
Yeah.
Whose is it? Who do we need to talk to get that?
He's just sitting in the parking lot. There's several customers in here. Doesn't have a for sale.
Okay. Terrence is probably going to call out, hey, hey! Oh, he's actually... Never mind. Shush, don't look at me. Eyes to the ground.
Everybody looks up.
It's okay.
And everybody goes back to what they're
doing. We're fine. He's going to go back to the scrawny dude at the counter.
Everybody looks up and pulls out their guns.
Yeah, and it comes. He's going to go talk to the scrawny dude at the counter. He says, hey, do you want to buy a car?
I have a car.
You want to trade cars?
Not particularly. Do you want some guns?
Can I buy your car?
This is the would you like some tea of this campaign.
So good.
What kind of car are we talking?
Oh, it's a beautiful car. It's that beautiful Cutlass sitting out right there.
He looks out the window. He has those glasses where the lens flips up, so he flips up his lenses and looks outside. Roll persuade.
That's a success. 3 under 24.
Wow.
Well, I have been looking for something a little bit more flashy.
You'll really like it. And if you... I assure you, you will really, really like it. But I need you to know that you need to tell no one about this. And in fact, me and my friend here... And he pulls out like a wad of $2,000. Me and my friend here, he slaps it on the desk. Really need some privacy about this transaction.
Alright, alright. He's like, that's mine out front. It's a Toyota truck.
Say again?
Whoop.
Toyota. Did Brad freeze for y'all too?
Yeah, a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Yes.
It's a Toyota truck.
Beautiful. Sold. Thank you kindly.
All right.
Does anybody... We have these M16s. Does anyone want a shotgun instead? Like, what's our... I just want to make sure we get our loadouts good.
I think Dace has a sub and a handgun.
Yeah.
I've got a shotgun and a Smith & Wesson.
Stick with the submachine gun.
I'll take the rifle. We got it at some point. All right, so we have a car. We have this pickup. I'll sit in the little jump seat in the back, the little tiny seat, like Tyler's all squished back there.
Okay, wait, before we go, I want to try and make something real quick. Natalia, I'm going to need your help.
Y'all kind of lay down these parts on the bed of the Toyota truck. What are y'all trying to make?
Can we enlist the Hicks that are all standing around to try to help us make something? to make a super taser?
You have some gun enthusiast come around. He's like, what y'all making?
What you doing back there?
So what I'm thinking...
pretty cool.
I wanna launch these two little balls on a wire, and it's electrified. So I wanna electrify the motherfucker in front of us.
What the hell would you keep the electricity in the balls after it has left the contraption?
We electrify the whole thing.
Big old battery, like a car battery or something.
Can you get me one?
It's a car battery launcher.
Yes.
From my car, roll persuade.
How about I just buy it off you, buddy? Here's $500.
Oh, money, even better. Takes the money. He gives you his
500 bucks for a used battery, and 84 is fucking crazy.
He says, I just want to see you shoot it before you leave. So now you have some kind of gun body, and you've attached a giant car battery below it, and you have these pins that are shoot out like,
well, listen,
fucking stakes, I guess.
As long as we're paying the local flavor to help us out, can we get one of them to be the test? Dummy,
oh, this guy is going
to
be the test.
For us to shoot it.
The dude to get
bucks
us the battery.
First, to anyone man enough to be shot with our...
I don't know about that. I got some cows in the back of my carriage.
Oh my god.
Let's shoot a cow.
Let's do it. We're doing it. Yes. Done.
Yes. Cows. I hate cows.
I hate cows.
All right, what do you want this gun to do?
It's pretty much a bolo. I'm inventing like one of those tasers that wraps around your legs and still electrifies. Or wraps around your body.
So it's like a bolo thing. So
yeah.
you got string and like ball pendants that
yeah,
shoot
like
out.
Yeah, like metal
so
wire.
This is more of like a strange crossbow hybrid.
Yeah.
Oh yes,
thing.
We'll use a crossbow.
All right, y'all both...
Beautiful.
Both of y'all use your science skills to see if you can craft this.
Come on.
If you both get a critical success, when we shoot the cow, it explodes.
50, right on the dot.
God damn it, Natalia.
Wait, wrong no. skill. You're supposed to roll your mechanics.
Or any science, I suppose.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess our physics could work, too.
Mm. All right.
Jesus.
You are able to rig up something that shoots out ball pendants, like, or
yes!
metallic items that are electrified for a time being, but they don't wrap up the individual because Natalia failed. So you can just
shoot
out.
So it has to be aimed and has to hit them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So kind of like...
I can work on it. I can fix it.
All right, let's get a cow out of here. Let's try this out.
We could push it.
Yeah, I want to push it.
Oh my god.
Bessie is fucking not long for this world.
All right. So that's minus one willpower, right?
1d4.
Oh, fuck. I forgot it was that much. All right. Well, let me roll that first.
Don't mess this up.
3. This fucking better work.
Don't mess up my invention.
Come on.
All right, Natalia.
Damn.
Damn it. Every time I've rolled physics, I've failed with an 80 over 62.
This is the real reason something. Why Chernobyl happened.
Yeah.
Was because fucking Natalia was working on
it. I can fix it.
You aren't able to have these pendants connect to wires in an appropriate shootout, and in fact, now it has a 50-50 chance of actually working.
God damn it.
When
God
you pull the trigger.
So what happens to the cow?
Yeah, we try it on the cow.
Well, let's try it out. Get this cow out.
Moo.
Try it out. Who wants to do the honors?
I'll do it. What do we... I don't know. Brad, I'll leave it to you to figure out the stats. Yeah. It's like a crossbow with a battery like attached to your back.
Yeah, you'd probably have to roll either like a heavy weapons or a firearms or
something. I would say heavy weapons.
I just happen to have heavy machinery. Shit. Not heavy weapons. I got 0 on heavy weapons.
Yeah.
Do you think heavy machinery will
work?
What
are you loading
this with? What is
the am?
It's like a spool of wire connected to two balls.
Like, yeah. Two ball bearings and like a chain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or even actually just like a motorcycle gear... Like a chain of a motorcycle gets chain. Launched at, like, and it's got a janky wire connected to this motorcycle chain that goes out.
Jesus.
It doesn't wrap around, it just, like, sticks for a little.
Okay. Alright, roll a heavy, heavy weapons.
Are you okay with heavy machinery? Because I don't have any heavy weapons, so I can't even fire this thing.
Oh. Just roll weapons.
Okay.
Don't fuck it up. Bessie, it's his prized cow.
That's a failure.
Sends out some, like, heavy spool, like, rigged with some chains, and it just shoots out, ping, and just locks the cow in the head. It doesn't electrify it, it just knocks it out, and it falls to the ground.
Bessie, no! Okay, show's over, guys. Let's listen. Thank you, everyone, for your help.
Betsy comes up. He starts fanning the cow with his cowboy hat. I wanted you to go out in the blaze of glory, not knocked in the head by a damn metal ball.
Okay, thank you, everybody, for your assistance. We are police officers, and we have a very important business, and we are leaving.
All the cowboys take off their hats and they're saying a slight silent prayer around the cow. She was a good one. Loved eating grass. I'll tell you what, she loved grass.
Oh my god.
The milk that came out of them tits. I swear.
The milk that came out of them titties.
All right. We're looking. Tyler's looking back through the back glass as we're driving away. He's like, what a fucking weird morning.
All right.
As we trundle towards
towards Houston.
And we leave as local heroes in that town. That's the most exciting thing that's happened in that town in 30 years.
Right. Oh my god. This is what happens, Brad, when you let your players... when you let your players do weird stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So y'all are able to make it to this address in Houston.
What are we looking at?
You're looking at basically an old giant house. Think of like the Fight Club house type thing, just kind of run down, but big. And yeah.
So like a big multi-story, like huge, like a big family house.
Right.
When you say like Fight Club, do you mean that it's also like run down like that?
Exactly.
Well, if we as we pull up, like Tyler would say, he like looked around. He's like,
didn't the weird guy say there were allies? Question mark.
Yes, I believe he did.
No. What do you think, Terry? Terry.
Oh, Tyler. I'm tired, man. I don't care. What are we walking around? At this point, I just want to try this out again. And I think the Humbaba, we're just going to have to shoot it with electricity and hope that it doesn't work. I don't know what we're doing here. What the hell's this arc? What are we even trying to figure out? Why the hell are we here? Why are we not just saving ourselves? Odin's dead. We have nothing.
Why are we here?
Nothing left to tie us to this except for those Hicks that just watched us kill their cow. But aside from that, there's no reason to be here.
Well, Terry, here's the thing. I don't know if they're Hicks, technically. I mean, they live here in Texas. That doesn't make them a Hick. That's beside the point.
Everybody's a Hick to me, Tyler. You're a
That's
Hick.
Very presumptuous. Hey. Calm down.
It's a term of
don't
endearment.
Talk to me like that.
I'm tired.
We've been through a lot. Natalia, what are we thinking? Should we like do a lap, see if we can see any cars? Something?
It's always a good idea to case the joint.
Question though. Why don't we just leave?
Because I need my green card.
I will help you with that, Natalia.
I mean, end of the day...
Very... I will marry you myself.
Oh, wow.
if we decide to go away right now, I will get down on one knee.
Terence, I had no idea you were a romantic.
Yeah, like... Man, bro, you guys move fast. Jeez. Listen.
But really, can you turn your back on this, Terence?
Yes.
Knowing everything we've been through, everything we've seen.
Absolutely.
There is something horrible going on here.
I don't think you can run away from it. I mean, keep in mind, this thing has come after us everywhere we've been, and after we saw what happened to Odin, I mean... I don't know if we can go back to our lives. Like what? I go back to some black site in the middle of Afghanistan. Just pretend like it never happened. Back to the old daily grind, pulling out nails and putting some in. Like,
and even more than that, if I have understood correctly, we are variants in time. The Humbaba will pursue us indefinitely. We have to stop it.
We have to do something.
Well, a wise person once told me that the only way out is through. So I guess we have to go.
So we walk Reservoir Dog style toward the building, armed to the teeth.
Carrying a janky electro gear bow.
Got your car battery bow there, guns, tasers. Right, you step up to the porch, and the door opens instantly, and it's a woman, mid-20s, she's got an afro, combat boots on, and a sleeveless shirt, like, hands on her hips, she's like, finally decided to show up. That's where we'll end.
Christ on a bike. Okay.
Do we recognize her?
No.
Is the voice familiar?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if this was Dr. Hernandez. I've been fucking wild. Oh, Jesus. Dude. All right.
We really killed that cow, didn't we, gang?
Yeah. We've done one
roll
thing right.
For violence.
Dude, the... It's going off in the chat about what we did to the fucking cow. Someone did say, Joker said, imagine chain shot from a cannon armed with tow missile wire and electrified.
Exactly, yes.
Hell yeah.
That's good.
God. Fantastic.
Oh, man.
The hardest I've laughed in a while.
Brad, thank you. Thank you for for giving us the opportunity to go off the rails.
Just a little.
So your notes that you wrote, you know, for Remember to Forget, how detailed were your notes about when we stop at the gun store in the middle of nowhere between Waco and Houston and create an electrified gun? How dense was that section?
A little slim. section.
A little thin on the ground. Yeah. All right, man. Yeah. Brad, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
As always. Yep,
that was awesome. Thanks, Brad.
Yeah. Well, listen, everyone listening and watching, thank you as always. Again, want to thank Apache and for joining us over on Patreon. You want to get these all?
Thanks, y'all.
You want to get that all, everything, you know, a week early? You want to get the Sandy checks? Please hit us up over there. We would appreciate it. Links down below and all that. But everyone who joined us live, thank you for doing so. I think we're gonna try to record again this next weekend. I think we're gonna try, at least, or maybe we'll see. We just had some planning stuff happen, but we're doing our best to be on a semi-regular schedule. Brad, any parting shots? You feel we did especially poorly today?
Oh, I thought it was good. It was fun.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to take us out there?
Everybody stay safe and stay sane. Peace.
Bye.